Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees to the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of mid-morning Japa session. And today we have a special topic of glories of Vamsi Vadan Thakur. So on this topic, to enlighten on this topic, we have our speaker, His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your beautiful association and time and enlightening on this topic of glories of Vamsi Vadan Thakur. I hand over your call to the Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for introducing and coordinating the conference, and my sincere thanks to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. Let us begin by chanting our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Jai, Shri, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri, Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Dear friends, thank you very much for joining this Bhakti Sangha Japa Group Conference, Chaitanya Charitamrit class today. I beg each and every one of you for your blessings so that for the next 1 hour, I will be able to speak Harikatha, Gaura Harikatha, in such a way that our hearts become purified and Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga become pleased upon us. Hare Krishna. So today we are having a special topic called The Glories of Vamshi Vadana Thakur, because today is the appearance day of Vamshi Vadana Thakur. In some places it was yesterday on the Chaitra Puranima, and also appearance day of Shamananda Pandit. So in some places it is today, the appearance day of Shamananda Pandit and Vamshi Vadana Thakur. So let us discuss the glories of Srila Vamshi Vadana Thakur today. Hare Krishna. So my dear friends, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, he appeared in Treta Yuga as Sri Ramachandra. And the Supreme Lord's internal potency, the Ladini Shakti, appeared as our eternal object of worship, Srimati Sita Devi. Ram and Sita, they performed very, very wonderful pastimes which are documented in Valmiki Ramayana and Goswami Tulsidas's Ramcharitmanas. The story of Sri Sri Sita Ram is very, very touching to the heart. Very, very touching. And it is described that after Sita and Ram returned back to Ayodhya from the exile, there were some citizens who were criticizing Sri Ram, and they were criticizing the character of Sita Devi. And therefore, to set an example for society and to teach the world for all time to come that with power comes responsibility. So Lord Ramchandra is the king, and he has so much power. He can reward, he can punish, he can administer the laws. So much power, but with those powers also comes responsibility. Responsibility to be of exemplary character. And when the citizens are casting a doubt on the character of Sita and Ram, to sacrifice his own personal happiness for the sake of his responsibilities as the king, Lord Ramchandra and Sita Devi, they agreed to separate themselves for the rest of their leela. And when Lav and Kush came to the palace, to the court of Sri Ram, and in the presence of Valmiki Muni, they started narrating the Ramayana. This is mentioned in the Uttarkhand of Ramayana. Lord Ramchandra, he called on Mother Sita to prove to the world how pure she is, how pure her character is. And when Lord Ramchandra requested like this, Srimati Sita Devi was brought, and she prayed to Mother Earth to prove her chastity, that if I have been chaste, then please give me a residence within you. And at that time, Mother Earth opened up and Bhudevi herself came, and she, Vasudha Devi, she on a very nicely decorated asan, she took Mother Sita with her away from the vision of the notorious people who were casting doubts, who were having suspicions about Sita Devi's character. To silence them, Bhudevi proved the chastity of Sita Devi and then took her away, plunging Sri Ramachandra into an ocean of grief. Lord Ramchandra prayed to Mother Earth, Vasudhe Devi Bhavati Sita Niryatatam Mama Darshayishyami Varosham Yatha Mama Vagachasi. Vasudhe Devi, Lord Ramchandra is praying, Sita Niryatatam Mama, that Mother Sita, Darshayashyasi, please show me Mother Sita, please give me back, please give me back my Sita. Otherwise, Rosham Yatha, otherwise I will show you my anger if you don't give me back Mother Sita. Lord Ramchandra is crying. He says, Anaya tvam hi tam sitam mattoham maithili krute name dasyasi chet sitam yatha rupam mahitale. This is from the Uttarakhand of Valmiki Ramayana. Lord Ramchandra is crying. He is saying that give me back my Sita. Mattoham maithili krute. Because of maithili, because of my wife Sita's absence, I have become matta. I am becoming mad in separation from Sita. Please give me Sita. And he says, Kamam shvashrur maivatvam tvat sakashat tu maithili sarshata falahastena janake nod dhrutapura. That in the past, Janak Maharaj, with his karshata, with the plow, he had brought Mother Sita, he had brought Sita Devi out. So similarly, O Bhudevi, O Vasudha Devi, you have taken away my Sita. Just like Janak Maharaj brought back Sita, you please give me back my Sita. Otherwise, Ta parvatavanam krutstran vidhamishyamite sthitim nashayishyamaham bhumim sarvamapo bhavantviha. Otherwise, I will nashayishyam, I will destroy bhumi and everything that is there on this earth. Sa parvata, all the parvats, all the mountains, everything I will destroy. And nashishyam ham bhumim sarvam apo bhavant vahi. That apo means water. That may this bhumi, may this earth, bhumi sarvam apo, may this earth be covered with water. Let there be, everything be destroyed by torrential rains and floods. Everything will be destroyed by me if you don't return Sita Devi to me. In this way, Lord Ramchandra is doing vilap. In this way, Lord Ramchandra is crying. He is practically going mad in separation from Sita Devi. And in front of the citizens, in front of Vasishtha Muni, in front of his minister Sumantra, in front of Bharat, Chatrughna, Lakshman, Hanumanji, in front of everyone, in front of Lav and Kush, Sri Ramchandra is crying. And he is ordering Sita Devi to return. He is ordering Bhudevi to return Sita to him. At that time, Lord Brahma himself appears in the Sabha. And he pacifies Lord Ramchandra. That this is your Leela. This is your Leela. Sita Devi has gone back. Now you have to stay in separation from her. So for 10,000 years, Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan, he performed Ashwamedh Yajnas and other Yajnas, which was the Yuga Dharma for Treta Yuga. And he worshipped the Supreme Lord to teach to show an example for the whole world. But he did not accept another wife for 10,000 years of his manifest Leela. And he made a murti of Sita Devi, a very beautiful vigraha of Sita Devi. And he kept the vigraha of Sita Devi next to him as his wife, but he did not marry another woman. It is mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, Na Sitaya param bharyam vavresa raghunandanaha yagye yagye chapatnyartham janaki kanchani bhavat. Janaki kanchani bhavat. He made a golden statue of Janaki, of Sita Devi. Kanchan means gold. And yagye yagye for the sake of having a wife, instead of a wife, on his left side, he kept a golden murti of Sita Devi. And for 10,000 years, Lord Ramchandra, he cried in separation from Sita Devi. This is the love of Sri Ram for Srimati Sita Devi. They were in separation. And then, the same Sri Ramachandra, in the next Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, he came as Lord Krishna. And Sita Devi came as the original Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. They came in Dwapar Yuga as Radha and Krishna. And what beautiful leelas they enjoyed together in the holy land, holiest of all holy places, Sri Vrindavan Dham. the original personalities of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, they enjoyed very, very intimate and sweet Madhuryamai Leelas in Vrindavan Dham, but only for few years. When Krishna was 11 and a half years old, he was taken away by a Krur on his Rath along with Balram to Mathura. When Akrur was taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, Lord Krishna promised all the Brajvasis that I will come back soon. I will come back soon. But Mother Yashoda could not bear separation from Krishna. So she told Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba, you go with Krishna and Balaram to Mathura along with your friends, the elder Gopas. You go with him and make sure that he comes back day after tomorrow. After the Dhanur Yajna, after that puja and the wrestling match, just come back. Come back day after tomorrow. Don't let him stay there for long, because we cannot live without him. And the gopis were crying. They were throwing themselves in front of the rath of Akrur to stop Krishna from leaving Vrindavan. But Krishna had duties to perform. His other parents, Devaki and Vasudeva, were imprisoned by Kamsa. They were being tortured by Kamsa. So many people were being tortured by Kamsa. Krishna wanted to put an end to this. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam. He wanted to destroy demons like Kamsa, Chanor, Mushtik, Kuvalya, Pida. So he had to go to Vrindavan. He had to go to Mathura from Vrindavan. So to perform his duty and to protect all of us for our sake, Krishna left Vrindavan. To protect us from the demons. And Krishna promised, I will come back. Radharani and all the gopis and all the Brajvasis, they love Krishna so much that they could not bear to live without Krishna. And they were willing, they were ready to give up their life in separation from Krishna. But only Krishna's promise that I will return to Vrindavan kept them alive. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how every day Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they would decorate the forests of Vrindavan. They would decorate the Nikunjas. They would make garlands. They would make bhoga offerings for Krishna. They would decorate the swings. They would make all preparations for Krishna to come and to welcome him, so that Krishna, who is happiest in Vrindavan, can again enjoy pastimes with his devotees. Every day they would make all the preparations with enthusiasm, hoping that Krishna will not break his promise. Krishna has promised he will come back, and our Krishna will not break his promise. Krishna never breaks his promise. They had the faith that Krishna will come. Every day they would wait, and when the sun would set, they would become disappointed and they would return home broken hearted. But next day again, enthusiastically, they would make all preparations. But Krishna did not come. 100 long, painful years went by. It is not that Krishna was unaware of the separation, the painful separation that the Brajvasis were feeling. Krishna was aware. He sent Uddhav from Mathura to Vrindavan. He sent Balaramji from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Krishna knew what was going on, but he had duties to perform. He had duties to perform. So 100 long years passed, and finally, Radharani always worships Surya Dev. She is called Surya Upasika Radharani because she always worships Surya Dev. After 100 long years, there was a Surya Grahan. There was solar eclipse. And Krishna, who is now Dwarkadish, he told all the Dwarkavasis, let us go to the Pavan Bhumi of Kurukshetra and let us do pujas and auspicious spiritual religious activities in Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse. So everybody agreed, and all the Dwarkavasis, they got ready to go to Kurukshetra. Krishna, his parents, Vasudeva Devaki, Rohini Mai, Subhadra Devi, Balaramji, all the 16,108 wives of Krishna, Krishna's children, grandchildren, Uddhav, everyone, they got ready to go to Kurukshetra from Dwarka. Krishna sent a message to Vrindavan Dham or Nanda Maharaj that there is a solar eclipse and we are all going to Kurukshetra. So my dear Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai, why don't you all, along with all the Brajavasis, also come to Kurukshetra? After such a long and painful separation of 100 years, let us have a reunion. When Nanda and Yashoda and Radharani and all the gopis and Krishna's friends, the gopas, when they received this invitation from Dwarkadish Krishna, their joys knew no bound. They were overjoyed. Krishna had not forgotten us after all. After all these 100 years, Krishna still remembers us. Look, he has sent us an invitation. Let us get ready. Let us go. Let us go to Kurukshetra. So poor, innocent, simple Brajvasis who never leave Vrindavan for the sake of their Krishna, for once they left Vrindavan. They got on their simple bullock carts and all of them, simple villagers, poor little Brajvasis, they went to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a very holy place. Yuga after yuga, the sages have done tapascharya and bhajan in Kurukshetra. Even Parshuramji did lot of bhajan there. Very holy place. And now the Brajvasis arrive at Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a large place, huge place. And when the simple little villagers who don't have much education, they are simple farmers, they came to Kurukshetra. They saw the Dwarkavasis and the residents of Hastinapur had also come. The Pandavas were there, Draupadi Devi was there, and all the Dwarkavasis were there. All the devotees of Krishna, all the associates of Krishna had assembled in Kurukshetra. And so did our simple little Brajvasis. First, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai, they met Vasudev, Devaki and Rohini Devi. Yashoda Mai asked Rohini, Rohini Didi, do you remember us? How we lived in Vrindavan together for 11 years? How together both of us raised our two sons, Krishna and Balaram? Do you remember those days? And Yashoda Mai embraced Rohini. Rohini introduced them to Vasudev and Devaki. So many years had passed since Nanda Baba had met Vasudev. They also embraced. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they were asking Vasudev and Devaki about their welfare, how Krishna and Balaram were doing. Oh, now they have become big, big kings. Dwarkadish Krishna, Balaramji has become Baladev. Very big people. Aristocratic, they got nice education from Sandipani Muni after leaving Vrindavan. Now they are big shots. So they get all the different news about the welfare of Krishna and Balaram. In the meantime, Krishna also comes. And after so many years of separation, first Krishna meets his boyfriends, Sridhama, Stoka Krishna, Subal, Ujwal, Arjun Sakha, Sudama Sakha, all these Gopa friends of Krishna, our Dwarkadish is meeting. His friends are still dressed in simple dhoti and uttariya, simple village clothes. And Krishna is wearing very expensive silk garments. He is wearing an armor. Instead of uttariya, Krishna is wearing a jacket, metal jacket, armor. He has sword. He has people holding an umbrella over his head. He has servants fanning him with chamar. And Krishna meets his village childhood friends with whom Krishna used to play kabaddi, hide and seek. Grazing the cows. After 100 long years, Krishna is meeting them. After meeting his sakhas, Krishna goes and meets Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai. Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai also don't know what to say. Same Krishna, but things have changed now. Where is that Krishna who used to come covered with dust of Vrindavan? Where is that Krishna who used to play in the cow dung and cow urine? Where is that Krishna who used to jump into our laps when there was thunder and lightning? Where is that Krishna who used to steal butter from his own home and from the homes of the neighbors? The meeting was very sweet, but things were not same. Now Krishna was acting very formal, very learned, very aristocratic. So, Then Krishna went to meet the gopis. First Krishna met his friends, then Krishna met his parents, and then Krishna went to meet his gopis. Everyone was very happy to see Krishna, but at the same time, it was not the same. Krishna had changed so much. So, Srimati Radharani, who gives pleasure to all the Brajvasis, on behalf of all the Brajvasis, on behalf of all the gopis, all the manjaris, on behalf of everyone, Srimati Radharani, she spoke to Krishna. Braja jana mana sukhakari radhe shama shama sham shri radhe. Braja jana mana sukhakari radhe shama shama sham. Braja jana mana sukhakari shri radhe. Radharani is the giver of pleasure to all the Brajvasis. For the sake of all the Brajvasis, as a representative of all the Brajvasis, Srimati Radharani spoke to Krishna. It is Chaitra Purnima now. Srimati Radharani, she said to Krishna, Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Kuru Kshetra Milita Tathaham Saradha Tadidam Ubhayo Sangama Sukham Tathapanta Khelan Madhura Murali Pancha Majushe Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Spriyayati. Rupa Goswami is telling us what Radharani told Krishna. Priya, oh my darling Krishna, Radharani is saying, Soyam Krishna, you are that same Krishna, Aradha, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting together at Kurukshetra, along with our same associates, those same gopis, same manjaris, same sakhis are there. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra milita. Today we are meeting in Kurukshetra. After 100 long years of separation, you had told us that you will come very soon, but you never came, Krishna. You sent Uddhav to tell us to meditate, You told us to meditate. Do you think we are yogis? We are not yogis. We are your devotees. Why do you torture us like this? You sent a message with Uddhav telling us to meditate. Why do you torture? Why do you torture? Did you meet Yashoda, Mata, and Nanda Baba? Do you know how much they cry in Vrindavan? That same house in which you played, sitting in that same house, Nanda and Yashoda, they cry practically all day and all night. From your house in Vrindavan, from Nanda Bhavan, two rivers flow out. One is a river of tears of Yashoda Mai, and the other river is the tears of Nanda Baba. Do you know how much your friends miss you? Do you know how much your cows miss you? Do you know how much we miss you? But you want to kill all of us. You don't care about us. And look, after 100 years, you sent us an invitation. You didn't come to Vrindavan, but you sent us an invitation. For the first time in 100 years, you sent us an invitation. You never invited us to Mathura. All these years, you never invited us. You did not invite us for your marriages. You did not invite us when you had children. You did not invite us for 100 long years. And after 100 years, you invited us. And we came, Krishna. When you invited us, we came. Because we love you. And we are meeting here in Kurukshetra today. It is the same Chaitra Purnima. Because by the time Krishna met everybody and then finally came to the gopis, it was almost night time. Because first he met his friends, then he met his parents, the older gopas and gopis, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, and then Madhuryaras, the highest. So now it's the moon is shining, the Purnima moon is shining. Today is Chaitra Purnima. So Radharani is saying, then it is the same Chaitra Purnima. But I am not happy. I don't feel even a fraction of happiness that I used to feel with you in Vrindavan. And even though we are meeting here in Kurukshetra, my dear Krishna, I long to be back with you, Kalindi Pulina, on the banks of Kalindi. And I miss your Murali. I miss your Murali, your flute. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra militas tataham saradha tadidam ubhayo sangamasukham tathapanta khelan madhura Murali panchamajushe manome kalindi pulina vipinaya spriyayati. I miss being with you on the banks of Yamuna. And I miss the Madhura Murali Panchamayushe. I miss how you would play on your Vamshi, on your Murali, the fifth note, Krishna, the fifth note. Panchamayushe. I want to hear, I long, my ears are aching to hear the sound of your flute. And I look at your waist, Krishna, and instead of the flute, you have tucked a sharp sword. A razor sharp sword hangs on your waist. This does not make me happy, Krishna. I want to see that flute. Instead of wearing all these aristocratic silken robes, I want you to wear a simple yellow dhoti. Instead of this armor, I want you to wear a simple chadar, your uttariya. Instead of these expensive, heavy, bejeweled necklaces, I want to see your vanamala, your garland of forest flowers. Where is that gunjamala that I had given you? Have you lost it? Instead of wearing the burden of this heavy crown on your head, I want to see that peacock feather. It is not the same, Krishna. I am not feeling even the slightest happiness. And when I look at your face, you are also feigning happiness. You are pretending to be happy with all this Aishwarya and opulence of Dwarka. Actually, you are also not happy. Therefore, please come with us back to Vrindavan. Let's go back. Let's go back to our Vrindavan Dham. Saying this, Srimati Radharani starts crying. At that time, Krishna tells Radharani, "My dear Radharani, do you think I don't feel pain of separation from you all? Do you think I don't cry in separation from all of you? In fact, I never left Vrindavan. I never left you all. I am hiding in your hearts. I am hiding in your hearts and I am holding on to you in your hearts. I am embracing all of you heart to heart. And that's why your soul cannot leave your body. That is why your soul cannot leave your body. It is me who is holding you, embracing you in your heart. You cannot see me, you cannot experience me. But I am with you. It's just that I have few more asuras, few more demons to destroy. I will kill them and I will come back to Vrindavan. But I cannot come at this moment." When Krishna spoke like this, Srimati Radharani, she understood that Krishna will not come. And therefore she closed her eyes, and in her heart, she created a beautiful chariot. And she lovingly brought Krishna, Balaram, and their sister Subhadra on that chariot. And Radharani, along with all her sakhis, with ropes of love, they started pulling this chariot towards Vrindavan. And when Krishna saw this ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, he developed a desire that I want to know, I want to understand what love Radharani is feeling, what is her Mahabhav, what is Radhabhav. I want to understand this. And therefore in Kali Yuga, in the next Yuga, the same Dwarkadish Krishna, the same Jagannath, appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the purpose to experience the loving sentiments of Radharani and the Vrajagopis. In Dwarka, his principal queens were Rukmini and Satyabhama. When Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Vishvambhar, Rukmini Devi, the Ladini Shakti, the Shri Shakti of Krishna, she appeared as Lakshmi Priya Devi. They were married with a lot of love and they were living happily with Sachi Mata. But as a Grahastha, Nimai Pandit had to go to East Bengal to teach and give knowledge. A Brahman's duty is to teach and also to collect Dakshina so that he could maintain his family as a Grahastha. But he was gone for many months. And Rukmini Devi is very soft-hearted. Even when Krishna joked with her, she fainted. She is very soft-hearted, Rukmini Devi. So as Lakshmi Priya, she could not bear separation from her Nimai, her Vishvambhar. And in separation from her Lord, her Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the snake of Vipralambha bit her so hard that she could not keep her pran. and she went back to the spiritual world in separation from her Nimai Pandit. But Sachi Devi, she was lamenting so much upon the loss of her darling daughter-in-law. And Sachi Devi wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to have a wife who could serve him, who could assist him, who could take care of him. Sachi Devi knew, I am not going to live for a very long time. Who will take care of my Nimai? He will need a wife. So she insisted that Nimai Pandit should marry again. And now Satyabhama, she appeared as Vishnu Priya Devi, the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. And Buddhimanta Khan, he got them married with lot of opulence. A beautiful palanquin was made for Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit was carried on the palanquin to the house of Sanatan Mishra. There, according to all the Vedic Paddhati, Nimai Pandit and Vishnu Priya Devi, they were married. And then sitting on that same palanquin, beautifully decorated, both of them returned to the house of Nimai Pandit as husband and wife. Devotees of Navadvip who saw this marriage ceremony, they thought that this is like the marriage of Sita and Ram. This is like the marriage of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is like the marriage of Parvati and Shankar Bhagwan. It's so beautiful. And they were living happily. Nimai Pandit would spend all day with his friends doing Nam Sankirtan. And he would come home to have prasad cooked by Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi. He would spend time with them. He would talk to them about Krishna. And then he would again go to Srivasangan and do Nam Sankirtan. This Ashtakaliya Leela of Nimai Pandit, of Vishwambhar, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is described very beautifully by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Govinda Leelamrita. 9 beautiful verses. First verse summarizes the Ashtakaliya Leela and then one verse for each of the 8 periods of the day. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to experience the love of Srimati Radharani. And he knew that this Dwarkadhish Krishna, who had neglected the Brajvasis, who had broken the hearts of the Brajvasis, who had plunged the Brajvasis in the ocean of separation, is now, this Dwarkadhish Krishna is now living in Neelachal as Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, wanting to experience the bhav, the Mahabhav of Radharani. He wanted to go to Jagannath Puri, to meet Jagannath. Because then, the Krishna of Vrindavan who has become Dwarkadhish and is feeling separation from Vrindavan as Jagannath will come face to face with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is Radharani feeling separation from her Krishna. They will come together face to face in Jagannath Puri, in Neelachal Dham. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to make Jagannath Puri as his headquarters. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, to experience Vipralamba Bhava, to experience the mood of Radharani as a devotee. He wanted to take sannyas. There are many reasons why he wanted to take sannyas. I am just discussing one reason. So he confided in his confidential associates like Mukunda Datta, like Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. He told them that I wish to take sannyas and devote my life exclusively for preaching the glories of Krishna Bhakti. They tried to oppose him, but he would not listen. Sachi Mata came to know. She tried to oppose. She tried to convince Nimai Pandit. He just wouldn't listen. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sachi Mata the story of Dhruv. how Dhruv was ill-treated by Suruchi and how Dhruv's mother, Suniti, told him to go to forest to find Krishna. And Dhruv found Krishna and he became glorious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sachi Mata, can you be like Suniti, please? Suniti told her 5-year-old son Dhruva to go to the forest to find Krishna. Please give me permission to go to the forest of Vrindavan to find Krishna. Please. Dhruva also went to Madhuvan in Vrajamandal, in Vrindavan Dham. I also want to go to Vrindavan Dham to find Krishna. Please give me permission. Sachi Mata was stunned. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his form as Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna, to Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata was very surprised to see that her son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She couldn't move, she couldn't speak. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again took his form as Nimai Pandit and told his mother, mother, please give me permission to take sannyas. Please give me permission to leave home forever. Just see, my dear friends. Krishna said, I will come back. I will come back soon. But here, Nimai Pandit is telling Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi that I will go forever. I will never come back. As sannyasi, I will never enter this house again. I will never be able to meet you again. Give permission. Sachi Mata was so stunned, so shocked. She was thinking, you had promised me when my older son Vishwarup took sannyas. You promised me, Mata, I will never leave you. I will never take sannyas. You don't cry. You be happy. I will always stay with you. I will take care of you. You had promised me. But she couldn't speak this word. She was so stunned. Nimai Pandit offered his obeisances to his mother, circumambulated her as she was sitting stunned at the doorstep of their house. She was sitting at the doorstep to stop Nimai from taking sannyas, stop him from leaving the house. But she sat there like a statue, completely stunned by the turn of events. Nimai Pandit circumambulated his mother, offered obeisances, and then held her right hand in his hand and put Sachi Mata's right hand on his head. Because she would not voluntarily bless him, he put her hand on his head, receiving the blessings to take sannyas. At that time, he heard the sobbing of his wife, Vishnu Priya Devi, from inside the room, inside the house. Nimai Pandit got up and he walked inside the room where Vishnu Priya was sitting. Vishnu Priya, now this is described in Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal, in the chapter entitled Shri Vishnu Priyar Vilap. Vishnu Priyam Mane Gane Prabhu Diva Abasane Ghare Re Aila Harashite. That evening Nimai Pandit came home in a very happy mood. Harashite. Kolavecha Shridhar brought a pumpkin that grew on his roof. All the devotees came to meet Nimai Pandit that evening because in their hearts they knew that he is going to leave us and take sannyas tomorrow. Srivas Thakur was there, his brother Ramai Pandit was there, Advaita Acharya was there, Haridas Thakur was there, Mukunda Das was there. Kolavecha Shridhar came with his pumpkin. All the devotees were there. Shivananda Sen was there. Nimai Pandit had given that pumpkin to Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya to cook. They had cooked it and kept it for him. Kariya bhojana paan sukhe shayaya shayan Vishnu Priya ila twarite. He allowed Vishnu Priya Devi to feed him that pumpkin. He ate, he drank water, and then he came inside that room and slept, laid down. As soon as he laid down, Vishnu Priya Aila Twarite. Vishnu Priya immediately went very quickly sat down at the lotus feet of Vishwambhar. Charana kamala paashe nishwasa chhadiya baise neharaye katara bayane hridaya upare thuya bandhe bhuja lata diya priya prana nathe racharane. Vishnu Priya Devi, she wrapped her hands around the lotus feet of Nimai Pandit, just like a creeper wraps itself around a tree. Bandhe bhuja lata diya, and she picked up the two soft lotus feet of Nimai Pandit and placed them upon her heart. Ridaya upare thuya bandhe bhuja lata diya priya prana nathe racharane. She placed the lotus feet of Nimai Pandit on her heart. And then Dunayane bahenir bhijila hi arachir charana bhaiya pade dhara chetana paiya chite uthe prabhu achambite Vishnu priyay puche abhipara. Dunayane bahenir, from her two lotus eyes tears were flowing. Bhijila hi arachir, and her clothes, her cheer, bhijila, became wet with her tears. Charana bhaiya pade dhara, not only her clothes, but even on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, streams of her tears were flowing. Chetana paiya chite uthe prabhu achambite, when his lotus feet were made wet by the tears of Vishnu Priya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was pretending to sleep, uthe prabhu achambite, suddenly he got up. Vishnu Priya puche abhipara, started asking Vishnu Priya, what happened? Mora pran priya tumi kande kene nahi jane kaha priye ihara uttare. Oh my prana priya, my Vishnu Priya, kande kene nahi jani, I don't know why you are crying. Kaha priye, tell me my darling. Ihara uttare, answer me, why are you crying? Mora prana priya tumi, you are very dear to me, O Vishnu Priya, why are you crying? Thuiya upara par kibuke dakshina kar uche kichu madhura akshare. Very sweet voice. He made her sit on his lap. Our Vishwambhar, he lifted up Vishnu Priya and made her sit on his lap. And then asked, Kaha priye ihara uttare puche kichu madhura akshare. Very sweet words, and asking, what happened? Lochandas Thakur describes, Kande devi Vishnu Priya vidariya yayahiya puchite na kahe kichu vani. Kande devi Vishnu Priya, Vishnu Priya devi kept on crying. Puchite na kahe kichu vani antare gumare pran dehe nahi sambidhan nayane bharaye matra pani. She would not say anything what is in her heart. Antare gumare pran, her life was drying up in the fire of separation, impending separation. Dehe nahi sambidhan nayane bharaye matra pani. Her eyes kept flowing tears. Puna puna puche pahu sumati na dei tabu kande matra charane bhariya. Again and again, Vishwambhar was asking Vishnu Priya, what happened? What happened? Finally, she started crying again and held the charan of Nimai Pandit. Kande matra charane dhariya. She went back to holding the lotus feet of Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit had put her on his lap, but she went back and she clasped the lotus feet of Nimai Pandit. Prabhu sarva kala jane puche nana vidhane angavase baya namuchiya kande matra charane dhariya. Holding his lotus feet as Vishnupriya continued crying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his upper garment, his uttariya, and vase vayana muchya. He wiped the tears of Vishnupriya from her beautiful lotus face. Prabhu ravyagrata dekhi Vishnupriya chandramukhi kahe kichu gada gada sware ye kathaya paashana muchare. Lochanas Thakur says, hearing this exchange between Nimai Pandit and his beloved wife, Vishnupriya Devi, who was only 16 years old, my dear friends. When they got married, she was 16 years old. She was crying. It is described by Vrindavanas Thakur that hearing this, even Pashana Muchar, even stones will melt. Prabhu Ravyagratha Dekhi Vishnupriya Chandramukhi Kahe Kichu Gada Gada Sware. And she spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishnupriya is saying, Kaha kaha prananath mora shire diya hat sanyas karibe naki tumi loka mukhe shuni iha vidarite chahehiya agunita prabeshiva ami. Kaha kaha prananath. Vishnupriya is saying, oh my Prananath, tell me, mora shire diya hat, place your hand on my head. Meri kasam kha ke bolo. Promise me, keep your hand on my head and promise me to tell the truth. Kaha kaha pranana, mora shire diya hat, sanyas karibe naki tumi. Are you going to take sanyas? I have heard these vicious rumors that you are going to take sanyas. Loka mukhe shuni iha vidarite chahe hiya. I have heard from the mouths of different people these rumors that you are going to take sannyas. If this is true, then agunite praveshiva ami. If this is true, my Prananath, then I will enter fire. Agunite praveshabe ami. I will enter fire. Tolagi jivana dhan rupa naba yoban Vesha Bilas Bhava Kala Tumi Abe Chhadi Abe Kikaja E Chhara Jive Hiya Pudhe Yena Bisha Jwala. Vishnupriya Devi was so beautiful. Can you imagine? She is the condensed beauty of all beauties. She was only 16 years old. She is Satya Bhama. She is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Vishnupriya Devi was so beautiful. And she is saying, Tolagi jibana dhan rupana vayoban. So you are my jivan dhan. You are my pranadhan. Rupa nava yoban. This youthful beauty of mine. Vesh, vilas, my clothes, my ornaments, my bhav, my love, my feelings, kala, all my skills at cooking, my skills at decorating my own beautiful body, it's all yours. Tumi abe chhadi abe kika ja e chhara jive. If you leave me, why should I hold on to my life? Hiya pude yena bisha jwala. I will get burnt in the fiery poison, bisha jwala, of separation from me. Amahena bhagyavati nahi kona yuvati tumi mora priya prananatha bada prati asha chila nija deha samarpila enava yavana dibahatha. Oh my dear Lord, amahena bhagavati nahi kona yuvati. There is no beautiful girl who is as Bhagyavati, who is as fortunate as me, Why? Because tumi mora priya prananatha. Because you have accepted me as your wife, therefore I am the most fortunate. Bada prati asha chhil nija deha samarpil enaba yobane vibahatha. I offer everything to you. Everything is samarpil, everything is offered to you. Dhikrahu mora deha eka nivediye thoke kema neha tiya yabe patha. Dhikrahu mora deha. And this beautiful body of mine, to hell with this body if it cannot serve you. Shirisha kusumayen sukomala shri charan dara lage parashite hatha kemo neha tiya yabe patha. How will you walk on the hard roads? Shirisha kusumalayen sukomala shri charan. Your shri charan are so soft, they are softer than shirish kusum, than the shirishi flower. Your lotus feet are softer than flower. They are so soft, my Lord. Dara lage parashite hatha. That I am scared to touch your lotus feet with my hands. My hands are very soft, but your feet are softer. They are softer than softest flowers. They are so soft that I feel scared to touch your lotus feet because your feet are so soft. I am scared. Dara lage parashite hatha. First, to touch you with my hands, I feel scared. Your feet are so soft. And bhumite dandao yabe dare pran hale tabe sinchi ya padaye sarvagaya aranya kantaka bane kotha yabe kona khane kemane hatibe rangapaya. Your reddish legs, your rangapaya, your reddish soft lotus feet. Aranya kantaka bane. In the forest, there are sharp thorns and pebbles. Kothayabe kona khane. And when you feel hungry, what will you eat? Who will feed you as a sannyasi? Now when you get hungry, your mother and I cook for you. We feed you, we feed all your friends. Such nice opulent prasad we cook and give you. But as a sannyasi, you will be walking on those sharp thorns and stones in the forest. And when you will feel hungry, who will feed you? And who will massage your rangapaya? Who will take care of your soft lotus feet? They will be hurt by those thorns and pebbles. Sudhamaya mukha indu tahe dharma bindu bindu alapa prayasa matre dekhi. Oh, your mukha, Sudhamaya Indu. It's like the nectar-giving moon. And bindu bindu, there are beads of perspiration on your face, alapa prayasa. Little bit of hard work you do, my dear Prananath, my dear Gauranga. Little bit of labor you do, your face is covered with beautiful beads of sweat. And how will you live alone? Sudhamaya mukha indu tahe dharma bindu bindu alapa prayasa matre dekhi barisha badala bela kshane babishama khara sanyasa karaye mahadukhi. If you become a sannyasi, sometimes there is rain, sometimes there is hot scorching sun. Sannyasa karaye mahadukhi. You will go through mahadukha if you become a sannyasi. Starvation, sharp stones piercing your soft rangapaya, your soft reddish lotus feet, your nectar-giving beautiful moon-like face, Sudhamaya mukha indu. It will be covered with bindu bindu because of sweat of walking on these harsh roads, the forest paths without any food and water. Tomara charana vini ara kichu nahi jani amare kelah karakhaya dharma nahi dharma bhaya nahi tora mata vruddha adhamara kemane chhadibe hena maya. Tomara charana vini ara kichu nahi jani. Other than your lotus feet, I do not know anything, my dear Vishwambhar. And dharma bhaya nahi tora? You don't have any fear of dharma? Mata vruddha adhamara. Your mother is vruddha, she is old and she will die if you leave her. Kemane chhadiba hena maya. At least don't leave your mother. Murari mukunda datta hena sab bhakata Srinivasa arharidasa. Advaita acharya adi chhadi ya ki karya sadhi kene tumi karibe sanyasa. Oh my lord, what will you get by giving up the association of Murari Gupta, Mukunda Datta, Srinivas Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya? What will you get by leaving them? Ki karya sadhi, what are you trying to accomplish by leaving them? Why are you taking sannyas? Murari Mukunda Datta Hena Sabha Bhakata Srinivasa Arharidasa. Advaita Acharya Adi Chhadiya Ki Karya Sadhi Kene Tumi Karibe Sanyasa. Tumi Prabhu Gunarashi Gaja Jane Jaga Jane Hena Basi Viparita Charita Ashaya. Tumi Abe Chhadiya Be Sunile Maribe Sabe Habe Sabha Apayashamaya. You are supposed to be Guna Rashi. You are supposed to do Jana Kalyan. But Viparita Charita, now you are acting in the opposite way by leaving us. Tumi Abe Chhadiya Be Sunile Maribe Sabe. Everybody will die if you leave us. Habe Sarva Apayashamaya. Everything will become inauspicious. Ki kahiba mui char mui tomar samsar sannyasa karibe mordare. My dear friends, I am way past the stipulated time, but please forgive me, I am going to continue speaking. We will finish this chapter from Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal. Please, those who can, please stay on the call, and if you have other things to do, thank you. Hare Krishna. But please allow me to continue. I do not want to stop here. Vishnu Priya Devi, the tender-hearted wife of our Vishwambhar, is crying. And now she is throwing a thunderbolt of love at her beloved Nimai. She is saying, please listen carefully, my dear friends. Ki kahiba mui char mui to mar samsar sanyas karibe mor dare tomara nichhani laya mariyar bishakhaya sukhe nibasah nija ghare. Oh, now I understand why you want to take sanyas, my dear Pranavallabh, my dear Prananath. You want to take sanyas because you are afraid that if you stay with me as my husband, you will get attached to me, you will get trapped in samsara, and you will fall down from your dharma. Therefore, being afraid of getting attached to me, you are taking sannyas. No, don't do that. Instead of that, I will drink bish, I will drink poison, and I will kill myself, and I will die. Then there is no chance of you getting attached to me. Then, sukhe nibasaha nija ghare. Then in your house, you live happily with your mother and with your friends. But for the sake of being afraid of getting attached to me, your beautiful young wife, out of this fear, please don't punish Shachi Mata. Please don't punish Murari Gupta. Don't punish Mukunda Datta. Don't punish Srivas Thakur. Don't punish Advaita Acharya. Don't punish all these devotees because of me. Ki kahiba mui char mui tomar samsar sanyasa karibe mor dare. Out of fear of me getting attached to you, you want to take sanyas? Tomara nichali laya mariyai bishakhaya. I will take bish, I will take poison, and I will die. Sukhe niba saha nija ghare. And then you can live happily in this house. Na aiyo deshantare
कहो नाही ए संसारे वदन चाहिते पड़े हिया कहिते ना पारे कथा अंतरे मर्म व्यथा कांदे मात्र चरणे धरिया.
इन दिस विष्णुप्रिया कुड नॉट एक्सप्रेस द व्यथा द पेन इन हर हार्ट मरम व्यथा एंड कांदे मात्र चरण धरिया जस्ट होल्डिंग द लोटस फीट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु आवर पुअर लिटिल विष्णुप्रिया देवी वॉज क्राइंग एंड क्राइंग एंड क्राइंग.
शुणी विष्णुप्रिया वाणी तबे से गौरमणि हासिया तुलिया नील ओले बसने मुछाय मुख करे नाना कौतुक मीछा ना भाभी दुख भोले.
हियरिंग द वर्ड्स ऑफ विष्णुप्रिया आवर गौरमणि आवर चैतन्य महाप्रभु हासिया ही स्माइल्ड ही लाफ्ड एंड ही ट्राइड टू पैसिफाई हर.
बसने मुछाय मुख
विथ हिज ओन वस्त्र ही ड्राइड हर फेस विच वॉज फिल्ड विथ टीयर्स.
करे ना ना कहो तू का
एंड ही स्टार्टेड जोकिंग विथ हर स्टार्टेड क्रैकिंग जोक्स टू इम्प्रूव हर मूड.
मीछा ना भाभी दुख भोले हासिया तुलिया नील कोले
ही ट्राइड टू मेक हर हैप्पी. नाउ चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्पीकिंग
ये करी सा करी अबे तुम्हारे कही बतबे एखने ना मर मीछा शोके.
He's saying,
एक कथा बा के कहिला तो के एखने ना मर मीछा शोके.
Who told you that I am taking sannyas? Unnecessarily, you are having shock. You are becoming sad. I don't know who told you that I am taking sannyas.
ये करी से करी अबे तुम्हारे कही पे तबे.
Whatever I do, my dear Vishnupriya, I will tell and do it. I will not do anything without telling you. Why are you worrying?
Iha bali gaura hari, ashlesha chumbana kari, nana rasa kau tu kabithara.
In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced his wife and started enjoying nana rasa kau tu kabithara. Started enjoying the mellow of conjugal love with Vishnupriya Devi.
Ananta vinoda prema lila lavanya rasima Vishnupriya tushila prakare.
In this way, Vishnupriya was completely satisfied with the loving exchanges. Ananta vinoda prema lila lavanya rasima. The entire night passed with loving exchanges between our Nimai Vishwambhar and Srimati Vishnupriya Devi. Vishwambhar tried his best to pacify the loving heart of Vishnupriya Devi. The entire night passed. Vinoda Vilasa Rase. Then,
Vinoda Vilasa Rase Bhaye Gela Rajni Sheshe Puna Kichu Puche Vishnupriya Hiyaya Aguni Mache कारणे पुनः पूछे प्रिय प्राणनाथ मुख चाहिया.
भाव गेला रजनी शेषे. When the night got over, almost over,
पुनः किछु पूछे विष्णु प्रिया प्रिय प्राणनाथ मुख चाहिया.
She again asked her lord विश्वंभर that are you going to take sannyas?
प्रभु कर भूके निया पूछे देवी विष्णु प्रिया मीछा ना कहियो मोर डरे.
आर यू टेलिंग मी लाइज आउट ऑफ फियर ऑफ हर्टिंग मी? विष्णु प्रिया आस्क्स निमाय पंडित.
हे न अनुमान करी यथ कह से चतुराई पलाई बे मोर अगोचरे.
आई एम अफ्रेड दैट व्हेन आई एम नॉट वॉचिंग अगोचरे पलाई बे. You will run away when I'm not watching. And you are just out of fear of not wanting to hurt me, out of fear of hurting me, you are not telling me the truth. And when I'm not watching, you will run away.
Tumi nija vasha prabhu paravasha nahakibhu ye karibe apanara sukhe sanyasa karibe tumi kibalite pariyami निश्चय करिया कह मोके।
विष्णु प्रेस क्राइंग एंड शी इज टेलिंग माय डियर लॉर्ड तुम्ही निज वश प्रभु पर वश न कभू। यू आर अ फुल्ली इंडिपेंडेंट लॉर्ड, यू आर ओनली अंडर योर ओन कंट्रोल, पर वश न कभू, यू आर नेवर अंडर कंट्रोल ऑफ अदर्स। संन्यास करीबे तुम्ही किबलिते पारी आमी। इफ यू हैव डिसाइडेड टू टेक संन्यास, व्हाट इज इट दैट आई कैन डू टू स्टॉप यू? निश्चय करिया कह मोहके। इफ यू हैव रियली मेड अप योर माइंड एंड प्लीज टेल मी ट्रूथफुली दैट यू हैव डिसाइडेड टू टेक संन्यास। ए बोल सुनिया पहू मुचा की हासिया लहू कहे सुन मोर प्राण प्रिये। After hearing these words, now Vishwambhar starts speaking to Vishnupriya. Kahe suna mora prana priya, kichu na kari hachite, ye kahiye torahite, savadhane suna mana diya. Now give me your full mind and attention and listen carefully what I'm going to tell you. Jagate yate ka dek, मिछा करी सब लेख सत्य एक सब एक भगवान। विष्णुप्रिया इज बीन टोल्ड, इज बीन प्रीच्ड बाय चैतन्य महाप्रभु दैट इन दिस वर्ल्ड देर इज ओनली टू थिंग्स दैट आर ट्रू, भगवान एंड सत्य आर वैष्णव ताबी ने ये तक सब मिछा करी कर ज्ञान। ऑल अदर नॉलेज इज जस्ट मिछा, इट्स ऑल फॉल्स। Only two truths are there, Bhagwan and Vaishnava, in this world. Listen, Vishnupriya, please listen to me. Nimai Pandit is saying, Micha suta pati nari pita mata adhikari pariname keva kakahara Shri Krishna charana bahi arata kutumba nahi yata dekha sab tar maya. Being engulfed by Krishna's maya, people become attached to suta, to one's children, pati, one's husband, nari, one's wife, pita, one's father, mata, one's mother, adi, and other such relatives and friends. We become attached. And Shri Krishna charana bahi arata kutumba nahi, and nobody worships the lotus feet of Krishna. Ki nari purusha dekh, atma ye sabara ek, micha maya bandhe bhava dui. People see differences between I and mine, and mine and yours, all the dualities, simply because of maya. Ki nari purusha dekh. This is man, this is woman, this is beautiful, this is ugly. Atma te sabara ek, but the soul is same. Satchidananda vigraha in everyone. Vidya avinaya sampanne, brahmane, gavihasne. That verse is there. Pandita samadarshana in Bhagavad Gita. The same philosophy Nimai Pandit is teaching Vishnupriya. Shri Krishna sabara pati, आर सब परकृति एई कथा ना बुझाए कोई मीछा माया बंधे भावे दुई। अंडर द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ माया नोबडी इज अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट श्री कृष्ण सबार पति आर सब प्रकृति, दैट एक्चुअली कृष्णा इज द पति, एवरीवन हस्बैंड एंड एवरीबडी एल्स इज प्रकृति। कृष्णा इज द एंजॉयर एंड एवरीबडी इज प्रकृति एंजॉयड। एक कथा ना भुजाए कोई, नोबडी अंडरस्टैंड दिस ट्रूथ बिकॉज ऑफ इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ माया एंड गेटिंग अटैच्ड। इन दिस वे निमाय पंडित एक्सप्लेन द फिलोसॉफी ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस टू विष्णुप्रिया देवी। देन अहंकारे मत्त हैया निज प्रभु पासरिया शेषे पाई नरक यंत्रान माया बंदे पासरी अपान। इन दिस वे पीपल डेवलप अ हेलिश डेस्टिनेशन पाई नरक, दे ऑब्टेन नरक बाय लिविंग देयर लाइफ लाइक दिस, कंप्लीटली एनगल्फ बाय माया, अहंकार, मैडनेस, मत्त एंड गिविंग अप द सर्विस ऑफ श्री कृष्ण, दे गो टू हेल। एंड देन निमाय पंडित tells our tender-hearted Vishnupriya, who is crying, he tells her, Tora naam Vishnupriya, sarthaka karah iha, micha shoka nakariha chite,
ए तोरे कहिलु कथा दूर कर आन चिंता मन देह कृष्ण रचरीते।
तोरा नाम विष्णु प्रिया, माय डार्लिंग वाइफ, योर नेम इज विष्णु प्रिया। सार्थक करह इहा, बी ट्रूथफुल टू योर नेम। मीछा शोक ना करी हचीते, प्लीज डोंट डू शोक अननेसेसरली इन्फ्लुएंस बाय माया ओवर दिस टेम्पररी थिंग्स। एवरीथिंग इज टेम्पररी एक्सेप्ट भगवान एंड वैष्णव। ए तोरे कहिलु कथा, आई गेव यू ऑल दिस फिलोसॉफी, दूर कर आन चिंता टू डिस्ट्रॉय योर इग्नोरेंस एंड टू डिस्ट्रॉय योर एंग्जाइटी एंड सोरो। मन देह कृष्ण रचरीते, गिव योर हार्ट टू कृष्ण, गिव योर सेल्फ होल हार्टेडली टू कृष्ण। प्लीज डोंट डू एनी शोक, डोंट बी सोरोफुल। आपने ईश्वर हया दूर कर निज माया, विष्णु प्रिया परसन्न चीता। दूर गेला दुख शोक आनंदे भरला भूक, चतुर्भुज देखे आचंबीता। एंड टू फर्दर पैसिफाई हर, निमाय पंडित इमीडिएटली मैनिफेस्टेड हिज फोर आर्म फॉर्म, चतुर्भुज देखे अचंबीता। सडनली ही मैनिफेस्टेड हिज फोर आर्म फॉर्म दैट ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट लॉर्ड विष्णु। ही इज टेलिंग विष्णु प्रिया, आई एम विष्णु। आपने ईश्वर हया दूर कर निज माया, विष्णु प्रिया प्रसन्न, विष्णु प्रिया परसन्न चीता, चतुर्भुज देखे आचंबीता। सो टेम्पररी विष्णु प्रिया देवी, शी बिकेम हैप्पी टू सी दैट हर हस्बैंड इज अ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड शी इज इटर्नली हिज वाइफ। तबे देवी विष्णु प्रिया चतुर्भुज देखिया, पति बुद्धि नाहे छाड़े तब, पड़िया चरण तले काकुति मनिति करे, एक निवेदन सुन प्रभु। निमाय पंडित इज ट्राइंग सो हार्ड टू पैसिफाई हिज बिलवेड विष्णु प्रिया देवी। ही इज गिविंग हर फिलोसॉफी, ही इज गिविंग हर हिज ऐश्वर्यमयी दर्शन दैट यू आर इटर्नली माय वाइफ, यू आर माय सत्यभामा, आई एम योर द्वारकाधीश कृष्ण, यू आर माय लक्ष्मी देवी, आई एम योर लॉर्ड नारायण। प्लीज डोंट क्राई, बट स्टिल सी द ब्यूटी। तबे देवी विष्णु प्रिया चतुर्भुज देखिया, पति बुद्धि नाही छाड़े तब, एक निवेदन सुन प्रभु। शी इज टेलिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु दैट पति बुद्धि नाही छाड़े, आई कैनॉट गिव अप माय पति बुद्धि, आई कैनॉट गिव अप माय भाव दैट यू आर माय हस्बैंड, आई कैनॉट लेट गो ऑफ यू, आई कैनॉट लेट यू बिकम अ सन्यासी, यू आर माय हस्बैंड, आई कैनॉट गिव अप माय पति बुद्धि। पड़िया चरण तले काकुति मनती करे, शी वॉज डूइंग अ मिनती, शी वॉज डूइंग अ याचना, प्रेइंग टू हिम, एक निवेदन सुन प्रभु। लिसन टू दिस वन रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ माइन माय डियर प्रभु, प्लीज लिसन। मो अति अधम छार जन मिल ए संसार, तुमी मोर प्रिय प्राणपति, एहन संपद मोर दासी हया छिलु तोर, किला गिया भेल अधोगति। ओ माय लॉर्ड, ओ माय प्राणनाथ, ओ माय प्राणपति, तुमी मोर प्रिय प्राणपति। विष्णु प्रिया देवी इन हर ओशियनिक ह्यूमिलिटी इज सेइंग, मो अति अधम छार जन मिल ए संसार, आई एम वेरी अधम, आई एम वेरी फॉलन एंड देयरफॉर आई हैव टू टेक बर्थ इन दिस संसार, बट यू आर सो मर्सीफुल, तुमी मोर प्रिय प्राणपति, स्टिल यू एक्सेप्टेड मी एज योर वाइफ एंड यू बिकेम माय हस्बैंड। एह न संपद मोर दासी हया छिलु तोर, एंड आई एम योर इटर्नल दासी, आई एम योर मेड सर्वेंट, आई डू नॉट डिजर्व टू बी योर वाइफ। इह बलि विष्णु प्रिया कांदे उत्तरिला हया, अधिक बाडल परमाद, प्रिय जन आरती देखी छल छल करे आखी, बोले करी करीला प्रसाद। When विष्णु प्रिया देवी said, I don't deserve you as my husband, I am adhama, that's why I took birth in this horrible samsar. At that time, seeing her cry, priya jana arti dekhi, arti means suffering. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says four types of people surrender to me. अर्थी अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ. सो अर्थी मीन्स वन हु इज गोइंग थ्रू ग्रेट ट्रबल एंड डिफिकल्टी. प्रियजन आरती देखी, सीइंग द ग्रेट सफरिंग ऑफ हिज प्रियजन विष्णु प्रिया, छल छल करे आखी, द आईज ऑफ विश्वंभर, द आईज ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, द ब्यूटिफुल लोटस आईज ऑफ गौरांगा महाप्रभु बिकेम छल छल विथ वॉटर, फिल्ड अप विथ टीयर्स. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying, my dear friends. Vishnu Priya is crying and looking her painful condition. Now finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying. Our Namo Mahavadanyaya, our most merciful Lord, eyes have filled up with tears. Priya Jana Arti Dekhi, Chala Chala Kare Aakhi, Kole Kari Kari La Prasada. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees his devotees crying, he sees his devotee suffering, his eyes fill up with tears. That is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spoke. He decided, Karila Prasad, he decided to shower great mercy on her now. Shuna Devi Vishnu Priya, Tomare Kahila Iha, Yakhaneye Tumi Manakara, Ami Yathata Thayai, आछिले तो मारा ठाई, एई सत्य कहिला मदार. सुना देवी विष्णु प्रिया, ओ माय डार्लिंग विष्णु प्रिया, प्लीज लिसन टू व्हाट आई हैव टू से. तो मारे कहिला इहा, दिस इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग टू यू, यखने ये तुमी मन कर, प्लीज हैव फेथ इन व्हाट आई एम सेइंग. आमी यथा तथा याई, एज अ सन्यासी वेरेवर आई गो, I may go here, I may go there. Achi ye to mara thai, but my darling Vishnu Priya, I will always live with you. Ei satya kahi lamadhai. I am telling you the truth, Vishnu Priya, as a sannyasi. I may go here and there, but I will never leave you. I will always stay with you here. And Vishwambhar started crying. But when Vishnu Priya Devi saw her Prananath cry, she could not tolerate that. I can cry, I can burn in the fire, the poisonous fire of separation, but I cannot see my Nimahi, I cannot see my Gauranga cry. No, no, that is not acceptable. A devotee will never want Krishna to cry, never. When Vishnu Priya Devi heard this speech of Nimai Pandit, that wherever I go as a sannyasi, it doesn't matter, I will never leave you. Achiye tomara thai, I will always stay with you. And he started crying, I will never leave you, Vishnu Priya. How can I leave you? You love me so much and I love you so much. When she heard that, then let's see what happens. Prabhu agya vani shuni, Vishnu Priya mane guni, स्वतंत्र ईश्वर ए प्रभु निज सुख करे काज के दिबे ताहते बाद प्रत्युत्तर ना दिले न प्रभु. सो निमाय पंडित बाय सेइंग दैट अ सन्यासी आई मे गो हियर एंड देयर बट आई विल नेवर लीव यू, आई विल ऑलवेज स्टे विथ यू हियर. विष्णुप्रिया देवी अंडरस्टूड दैट निमाय पंडित इज हिंटिंग दैट नो मैटर व्हाट शी सेज ही इज गोइंग टू लीव. And he is going to go to Vrindavan and Nirlakam. Now here, Vishnu Priya, who is Satyabhama of Dwarka, she is Satyabhama Rukmini Devi of Dwarka. For 100 years, they kept Krishna with them. Krishna wanted to go to Vrindavan, but they did not let Krishna go to Vrindavan. And that same Satyabhama, that same Rukmini Devi as Vishnu Priya is now understanding that Krishna had promised, I will go to Vrindavan, I will come to Vrindavan, but we never allowed him to go. Vishnu Priya is thinking, now I cannot stop. Now he wants to go to Vrindavan. He wants to experience the love that Radharani was feeling in Kurukshetra on that day during the solar eclipse. He wants to experience the Mahabhava of Radharani. He wants to, in the mood of Radharani, he wants to go to see Jagannath. He wants to go to see Krishna, just like Radharani wanted to see Krishna. He wants to go to Nilachal where Krishna is living as Jagannath. He wants to go to Vrindavan. He wants to go back home to Vrindavan to fulfill his promise. How can I not allow my Nimai Pandit to fulfill his promise to his devotees? So now in the mood of Satyabhama, in the mood of Rukmini, our Vishnu Priya is saying, Prabhu Agyavani Shuni, after hearing the words of Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya Mane Guni Spatantra Ishwara E Prabhu. In her heart, she's understanding that you are the Swatantra Ishwar. You are Swarat. You are fully independent Lord. But still, Bhaktavash, coming under the control of your devotees, you stayed 100 years in Dwarka with us. You did not go to Vrindavan. But my dear Prananath, my dear Dwarkadish, my dear Krishna, I will not stop you now. You go and fulfill your promise. You go and satisfy your deepest desire to experience the Mahabhava of Radhani. I will not stop you. You must go. Svatantra Ishwara Ei Prabhu Nija Sukha Kare Kaj Ke Dibe Tahate Baat Pratyuttara Nadile Na Tabu. At that time, Vishnupriya did not give Pratyuttar. She did not respond, she did not reply to the statement of Vishwambhar. In her mind, she decided, you must go. You must go. Nija Sukha Kare Kaj Te Dibe Tahate Baat. You must do what you had promised. You must do what will make you happy. And I will not create any bad. I will not create any obstruction in your path. In this way, Pratyutara Nadilena Tabu. In this way, Vishnupriya did not say anything now. Vishnupriya Hetamukhi Chala Chala Kare Akhi Dekhi Prabhu Sarasa Sambhashe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had tears in his eyes. And Vishnupriya Devi also had tears in her eyes. Their eyes were filled, were chal chal with tears. And she looked away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not see the tears in her eyes. Indirectly, she is giving permission to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get up and go before the sun rose. Go to Katwa. Before your friends come, before Sachi Devi wakes up from her stupor, my dear Lord, although it pains me, you go. I will not stop you. I give you permission. Vishnu Priya Heta Mukhe Chala Chala Kare Akhe Dekhi Prabhu Sarasa Shambhashe. One last time, she looked at the Lord and then turned her face away to hide her tears, so that her tears will not stop Sir Prananath Nimai. Prabhu acharana katha shunite lagiye vyatha guna gaya elochana dase dekhi prabhu sarasa sambhashe. In this way, Lochandas is crying vyatha. Seeing and visualizing and describing the last meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his beloved Vishnu Priya, and thinking how, on one hand, to experience the Mahabhava of Radharani, but on the other hand, to save fallen, rascal, envious people like us, so that we will offer obeisances to Yatijana Shiromani Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get delivered from our offenses by offering obeisances to him. For that sake, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving his beloved wife, his beloved mother and his associates and his happy life in Navadvipa. He is leaving all that and going to Katwa to become a sannyasi. Thinking like this, describing this. Prabhu acharana katha shunite lagaye vyatha guna gaye lochana dase. Lochandas is crying, describing this pastime. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up. And from his heart, he manifested a beautiful deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu called Prananath, Pranavallabh. And he told Vishnupriya Devi, I will live with you forever. in the form of this deity of my mind. That is the first deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be worshipped. He told Vishnupriya Devi to worship him, massage his feet, offer him bhoga, dress him up, decorate him, put chandan on him, embrace him in the form of that deity. He said, I will live with you. I am non-different from this deity of your Prananath, Pranavallabh. Keep me with you always. Saying this, Nimai Pandit left that room. He saw his mother was still sitting at the threshold of the door. She was still in a trance. Nimai Pandit offered her obeisances one last time. And forever he left his house. He ran to Ganga, swam across the Ganga, and started running towards Katwa to take sannyas. He never came back to that house again. Ishan Thakur was the servant of Sachi Devi and Vishnupriya Devi. He served them for many, many years. And Ishan Thakur understood. He was a servant of Jagannath Mishra. He had seen Nimai since his birth, since he was a child. All his naughty tantrums, naughty activities, he had witnessed Ishan Thakur. And now he's 24 years old and he's living behind his young wife, his old mother, and he has taken sannyas. So Ishan Thakur started assisting and serving Vishnupriya Devi and Sachi Mata for the rest of his life. That's what he had done all his life. And now he will continue it in the absence of Jagannath Mishra, in the absence of Vishwarup, in the absence of Nimai Pandit. Those two ladies are helpless. Every day, Sachi Mata would wake up early in the morning, way before Brahma Murtha. Vishnupriya Devi would wake her up. And then Vishnupriya Devi would hold the hands of Sachi Mata, and both of them would walk in the cold early morning to Ganga Devi, much before others would take bath. And they would take their bath and they would enter the house again, never to leave it for the rest of the day. Nobody would see Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya Devi. They would stay in the house and they would chant and cry the whole day. Vishnupriya Devi would chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. After finishing her japa, she would take one grain of rice and put it in a pot. Then another. She would do like this till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, she would cook that rice and offer it to her deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Prananath, Pranavallabh. And then that Mahaprasad she would offer to Sachi Mata. And only the little remnants she would take after feeding Ishan Thakur. So Vishnupriya Devi and Sachi Mata represent the highest level of bhakti. And their servant is Ishan Thakur. He is servant of the servant. But the servant of the servant of the servant is our Vamshivadana Thakur. Vamshivadana Thakur was born in the year 1506 AD when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 22 years old. Both his parents, Chattopadhyay, they were devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, later on, after taking sannyas, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kulia, for 5 days they stayed in the house of Vamshivadana Thakur's parents. And Vamshivadana Thakur got great mercy. When Vamshivadana Thakur grew up a little, he came and he joined Ishan Thakur in his service to Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya Devi. Vishnupriya Devi worshipped that deity of Prananath with great love. And before leaving this world, she gave that deity of Mahaprabhu to Vamshivadana Thakur, whose appearance day is today. And she told Vamshivadana Thakur to establish a beautiful temple in Navadvip for this deity of Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from her Nimai Vishwambhar. And Vamshivadana Thakur did just that. He assisted many, many years Vishnupriya Devi. By this time, Sachi Mata also had left this world and Vishnupriya Devi was all alone. She had become so thin, like the crescent moon before Amavasya. Very, very thin she had become. Frail, When she was with Nimai Pandit, she had a golden complexion like Radharani, and she used to glow. But now she had become very pale, very thin. And just before leaving this world, Vishnupriya Devi told Ishan Thakur and Vamshivadana Thakur, "You have served so nicely. Therefore, I give you this duty of Mahaprabhu. This duty of Mahaprabhu, who has been bathed by my countless tears, who has been fed countless offerings of love, who has received unlimited love from me and Sachi Mata, I give this duty to you." And she told Vamshivadana Thakur to establish a beautiful temple in Navadvip. This Vamshivadana Thakur, my dear friends, is an incarnation of Krishna's Murali, Krishna's Vamshi, Krishna's flute. That flute that Radharani had remembered in Kurukshetra. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra militas tathaham saradha tadidam ubhayo sangama sukham tatha panta khelam madhura murali pancha majushe mano me kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati. This Murali that Radharani is remembering and feeling separation from when she sees her beloved Krishna in the form of Dwarkadish, that Murali manifested in Chaitanya Leela as Vamshivadana Thakur. And that Satyabhama and Rukmini Devi, who got to see Krishna with them in Dwarka in Swakiya Bhav, but who knew the glory of Vrindavan, they had heard from Uddhav, they had heard from Balram the glorious love of the Brajvasis headed by Srimati Radharani. They had a theoretical understanding. Rukmini and Satyabhama had theoretical understanding. But Krishna wants to elevate all his devotees. Therefore, he sent Uddhav to Vrindavan. I once heard my spiritual master, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, saying that why was Uddhav sent to Vrindavan? Maharaj said, because Uddhav, although was supremely learned, he was the only human disciple of Brihaspati. Krishna knew that what the Vraja Gopis can teach Uddhav, that even Brihaspati does not know. Even Brihaspati cannot teach. And therefore Uddhav was sent to Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, VIHE, to learn what is Vraja Bhakti. And this Uddhav came as Paramananda Puri. And that Brihaspati, who had no idea what his student Uddhav has learned, having gone to Vrindavan from Mathura, that Brihaspati came to learn in the form of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he also got higher education in Neelachal. And Paramananda Puri also, he accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and stayed with him in Neelachal. All of them got trained in Vrajaras, in Vrajabhav, in Vipralabha Seva. And Satyabhama and Rukmini are in Navadvip. And who is going to teach them? Who is going to facilitate? Because Radhar Pandit is Radharani. He is accompanying Krishna in Neelachal. He is going to stay with Krishna in Neelachal. So who is going to assist in the pastimes? Who is going to assist? It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is in Radha Bhav, who stayed as the deity of Prananath, Pranavallabh Mahaprabhu. He was teaching this Vraja Bhakti to Vishnupriya Devi, who is Satyabhama. And Krishna's flute, from which was remembered by Radharani in Kurukshetra, came as Vamshidas, Vamshivadana Thakur, to assist in this pastimes. And at the end, Vishnupriya handed over that deity of Mahaprabhu, who is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahayanya, to Vamshivadana Thakur, who established a beautiful temple where he is worshipped even to date, even today. So this is the deep emotions, the fathomless deep ocean of Gaura Leela, Gaura Leela is very, very deep. And I am trying to reach the surface. I am trying to touch the surface. I have not even taken a dip in the nectarian ocean of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela. It is very, very deep. But our acharyas like Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, like Srila Prabhupada, and all our Gurugan, they are deeply immersed in this Gaura Leela. So I just tried to touch the surface. Thank you very much for tolerating me for such a long time and staying. I went way, way over time. But I wanted to read this full chapter of Sri Vishnu Priyar Vilap from Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas Thakur, because this last conversation between Vishnu Priya Devi and Vishwambhar is not mentioned in any other scripture. It is not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagwat. It is not mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Only Lochandas Thakur explained this. So in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika of Kavi Karnapur, verse number 179, it is mentioned, Vamshi Krishna Priya Yasip Ta Vamshi Dasa Thakuraha, that this Vamshi Vadana Thakur is an incarnation of Krishna's Vamshi from Vrindavan. And he composed a very beautiful bhajan also, which we don't have time to sing, where he is crying in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip and took sannyas. So this is the glory of Vamshi Vadana Thakur. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Thank you all very much. And my apologies again for going over time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any questions or comments.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Glory to Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you so much for narrating such a beautiful pastime. It was really heart-touching, seriously. Now, as you were narrating from Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal, it was so heart-touching that even I couldn't stop myself. But really, thank you so much. I know you took over time, but still, even I don't want you to stop. And it was really wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much for narrating it with so much expression, so much conviction, so much faith, so much realization, I should say. And thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I'm speechless, actually, but really want to appreciate all your efforts, your mood that you really put into this beautiful heart-touching pastime. Yes. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Really inducted to you.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, my humble obeisances to you. Thank you very much for your kind words, Mata. Jai Guru Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, Adhikata Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for a very, very beautiful katha. As Kirtida Sundari Mataji said, very, very nice. Thanks so much for immersing us every time when you speak. Thank you, Prabhu. And it was so nice as you were speaking everywhere you were. Saying about where you were talking from and the whole katha, the way you narrated it, it was very, very beautiful. Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prithivilasini Mataji. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. If there are no more comments or questions, then already it is very late. We can end the class. Thank you all very much.
I think a few people... Okay, sorry. Prabhu, if you just have 2-3 minutes. Do you have 2-3 minutes?
Yes,
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Lord Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice narration and very nice realization, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shama Gauri Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, koti koti dandvat pranam. How sincerely you enter in that lilas and like rolling in that Shrida Vrindavan Dham Lila and Sri Chaitanya Lila, and you are explaining about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai and Vishnu Priya Mataji, koti koti dandvat pranam. No, no, no words to your seva. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा वृंदा गोपिका माता जी. थैंक यू माता जी. जय गुरु गौरांग.
हरे कृष्णा आदि प्रभु जी धन्यवाद करना. जय श्री प्रभुपाद. थैंक यू वेरी वेरी मच प्रभु फॉर दिस ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल नरेशन. आई वाज जस्ट वंडरिंग बिकॉज यू वर मेंशनिंग इन द बिगिनिंग दैट यू आर गोइंग टू स्पीक अबाउट वंशीवरन ठाकुर, एंड व्हाइल हियरिंग आई वाज जस्ट थिंकिंग प्रभु वाज टू स्पीक अबाउट दिस Vamsivadan Thakur, but then in the end, so wow, such a beautiful narration, Prabhu. Thank you so much. I wish to hear it again. I just wanted to ask you, Prabhu, is there any way to get a soft copy of Chaitanya Mangal?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, it is there. Chaitanya Mangal is there on under e-books on ISKCON Desire Tree. There is a very nice translation. Yes. I think it is...
Yeah, only the translation part I see. Didn't find
the... So the verses, Mataji, verses I got from Hari Parshad Prabhu's that internet thing, where there is he has uploaded a PDF of Chaitanya Mangal in Devanagari. That's why I could read it. There is no translation there.
Okay.
So I can
so there
send
it
to
is
you.
Only yes,
haan, yeah, it's that on that internet archive, Hari Parshad.
It was very, very sweet. Prabhu. I mean, I was very inattentive, but a little bit here and there because I was working. So very inattentively I heard, and I wish to hear it again. And I wish to get one little drop of the devotion that you narrated this whole past time with. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Gadadhar Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this beautiful narration of Vamsivadan Thakur. And as Kasturi Manjari Mataji is telling, I'm also thinking from starting, you have taken from Ramayan, Krishna Leela, then Chaitanya Leela. And at the end, we got the hero of the glories of Vamsivadan Thakur. So I'm also thinking, when will the suspense will be cleared? When will the glories will be started? So from starting to ending with more intensity, I'm hearing Katha Prabhuji. Thank you so much for narrating with so much of intensity. Thank you,
Mataji,
so much.
Mataji, I just remembered something. Thank you for reminding. I forgot to make a point. So I spoke about Lord Ramchandra and Sita Devi and their separation. And Lord Ramchandra having a golden murti of Sita on his left side during the Yajnas in Treta Yuga, because our acharyas explain that Sita Devi saw how Lord Ramchandra for 10,000 years lived in separation from her, and he kept a murti of Sita with him. And he used to keep her on his left side in the Yajnas. So Sita Devi said that in the future, I will reciprocate, I will pay you back. And therefore, when she came as Vishnu Priya Devi, she kept a murti of Mahaprabhu. Even though she was only 16 years old, she lived a long life as a widow, separated from him. But she always kept this beautiful vigraha of Mahaprabhu. And she was worshipping Mahaprabhu just like Lord Ramchandra had a deity of Sita Devi with him. That's the correct. I forgot to mention this. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Jai. Wonderful, wonderful, Prabhu. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhu. We can learn so much from the divine couples, Prabhu. How we have to live our grihastha life also, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Jai. Prabhu, I have a question. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, Mataji.
Prabhu, I have a question. Can I ask you, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I can
try. Prabhu, in the Krishna Leela, you are telling that all the people of Vrindavan are invited to Kurukshetra to see Lord Krishna and Balram. So this pastime is occurred after the killing of Kamsa, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay.
Kamsa was killed. Kamsa was killed when Krishna was only 11 and a half years old. Mm-hmm. Then for a few years, Krishna lived in Mathura. And then when Jarasandha kept attacking, then Krishna went to Dwarka. There he married 6108 queens. He had palaces, children, grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And then this Kurukshetra Surya Grahan pastime took place.
Oh, okay, okay. So there is so much of gap between the Kamsa killing and this pastime, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yes, yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
So if there are no more, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, if there are no more questions for Prabhuji, can we end the call? Okay, Prabhu. Once again, thank you so much, Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, for giving your time and association and enlightening on this topic of glories of Vamsi Vadan Thakur. We are so much indebted to you, Prabhuji, for this glories of the class. So with this, I pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call, Prabhu. Vancha kalpa sarubhyasya kripa sindho gaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavrinda ki jai namachari shila haridas thakur ki jai shila prabhupad ki jai his grace adi gadadhar prabhu ki jai
anantakoti vaishnavrinda
thank you so much
Hare Krishna all glories to all of you jai shila prabhupad thank you Hare Krishna
It's so funny.